Dear friends, volumes could be written about unusual childbirths. Here are what some of the headlines sound like. Celebrity gives birth in hotel lobby. Or mother helps pull her own child out in childbirth. Or baby born at 21 weeks and 6 days at a size of 10 ounces. And for all we know, is doing well and healthy now at 2 years old. Those are unusual. Those are improbable. But they're not impossible. The virgin birth? Now that is unsound science. It's not repeatable. It cannot be medically explained. It's a miracle. And that's a pretty good definition of miracle, to be honest. It's a deed which is performed by power beyond the laws and causes of nature. Ponder now, with great mystery and with faith, God, even a virgin birth. Matthew 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother, Mary, was pledged in marriage to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. Almighty and gracious God, fill us again with joy in the presence of the Holy Child, Jesus. Help us ponder in our hearts the miraculous things you have done for us and our salvation. Write your word in our souls and put songs on our lips, that with all our being we may declare your praises. In the name of our Savior who has come, full of grace and truth. Amen. As Mary looked on Jesus on Christmas, he was her equal. He depended on her. He was weak and frail. He would cry and thirst and hunger and get sleepy and do everything that a man does. He didn't just seem like a man. He wasn't just a shadow of a man or God sort of coming to pretend to be like a man. This was true man. As God the Father looked on Jesus on Christmas Day, he too saw his equal. He was eternal. He is eternal. He will be eternal. He is omniscient. He is omnipresent. He is omnipotent. He is all those things. Because in order to accomplish this mission, he had to be human in human form. That's what humans needed. But we also needed God to be God and to do what only God can do, to credit us with his holy and righteous living, with his innocent suffering and death. Truly, it is a mystery that he purchased the church with his own blood. In Jesus Christ, the Word, that is the Son of God, assumed human nature. There's a perfect closeness of that union between true God and true man. That's what Christmas means. Simple, plain, miraculous. Jesus is both God and man. The second miracle we ponder in Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her. So he decided to divorce her privately. But as he was considering these things, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Some people like to find creative ways to give their gifts. For instance, I've heard of a family that for every birthday party for their children, the birthday boy or daughter is sent on a scavenger hunt. Each new gift comes with a clue for the next gift. Sounds like a lot of fun. But our God didn't want us to wander around wondering where to find the greatest gift. He wanted us to know exactly where he could be found, who he was, and what he would do. In fact, I'm told there are 300 prophecies that come true on Christmas. Jesus Christ wasn't the fulfillment of all of these things for any other reason than Jesus Christ fulfilled all of these things. We read the third miracle, prophesied by Isaiah 700 years before Christ, in Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. All this happened to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Well, if anyone had reasons to doubt, it was the husband-to-be, Joseph, the adopted father of our Lord. It's one thing when you're engaged to someone to take on what some might call the baggage of children, to have a fiancé with children. It's another thing to not know about it when you pop the question, or technically after you are legally married, like Joseph, although they had not yet come together. Human reason cannot fathom the Holy Spirit coming on the virgin and causing this pregnancy. You can imagine Joseph was confused, hurt, a little upset. But Joseph was also gentle and kind and considerate. And the switch happened literally overnight when he was confronted with truth by the holy messenger. Humility before the Spirit. You see, God was working something miraculous inside of Mary, but he was also working something miraculous inside the heart of Joseph. When God caused Joseph, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to believe in this, not of his own power, but by the Holy Spirit. And from then on, he took Mary as his own. He offered her the room and board. He was the foster father to our Savior Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, the King, royalty. For Joseph, this wasn't an unimportant, insignificant role. Joseph got front row seats to this miraculous birth, to the gospel. And that's what God does by the miracle of the gospel. This is the fourth miracle today. Joseph believed this, as we read in Matthew 1, verses 24 and 25. When Joseph woke up from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took Mary home as his wife. But he was not intimate with her until she gave birth to her firstborn son, and he named him Jesus. And now I ask you, do you believe this? We should hear these words as if spoken to us. We can hear these words of every gospel spoken on Christmas as if spoken to us. We believe it, not because it's rational. It's not. Not because we figured it out. We didn't. Not because we're better than other people. We aren't. We believe because the Spirit came upon us. As he planted the seed in Mary, so he has planted the seed of faith in you and me. May we wholeheartedly believe in these miracles, in the Christ child, in Jesus, our Savior. The fifth miracle in Titus chapter 2, beginning with the 11th verse. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. It trains us to reject ungodliness and worldly lusts, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, that is, the glorious appearance of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people who are his own chosen people, eager to do good works. This is the word of God.